the club, at the pot, at the buckle, the bass, of the rockle, I might have a knuckle, it's
road with this, rush up the place.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, Agra, Catskill, and Hudson. We're here in front of our audience preparing to bring you our 12th show. We will kick off our show after the local news and stay tuned at 6:40 for Bound by Books from the Hudson Area Library.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grand. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The impasse in contract negotiations between Greene County and its highway employees may be over after more than 4 years. Contract between the American Federation of State, County, and Municipality Employees and the county expired December 31, 2014. A significant issue during negotiations has been health insurance. Highway Local President Donald Maven said, and I quote, "It says in our contract for insurance they have to provide us something equal to or better than what we have," end quote. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden denied that coverage is changing. Rather, he said the introduction of deductibles is what is different. Groden said, and I quote, "What they save in premium costs nearly pays for the new deductibles," end quote. A plan for two or more, which most employees would need, means paying out of pocket until they cover a $2,000 deductible, making it unaffordable, Maven said. He said, and I quote, "We haven't had a raise in over a decade," end quote. Adding the base salary for highway workers is $34,000. And I quote, "There are 44 of us. Our budget is $4 million out of $119 million. To raise our salaries by a couple of dollars, it would raise the budget by less than $250,000, end quote. The tentative settlement reached last week must now be ratified by the union membership and approved by the county legislature. AFSCME is one of the county's six unions. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The Saugerties School District has been sued by its former superintendent, Seth Turner. Turner is alleging the district failed to pay him nearly $39,000 for 50 unused sick days. The lawsuit was filed April 16th in state Supreme Court, almost 7 months after Turner left Saugerties to become superintendent of the Amagansett Union Free School District on Long Island. Turner told the district in June 2018 of his plans to leave, effective September 25th that same year. According to court papers, 50 days of unused sick time was the maximum Turner could claim, even though he had 149 days available for use under his contract with the district. Turner's salary for the 2018-19 school year was more than $185,000. He had served as superintendent since 2009. Turner was first hired by Saugerties in 1997 as a special education teacher. Neither Turner's attorney nor Saugerties Board of Education President Robert Thoman were available for comment. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting officials in Rockland County have issued a second local state of emergency over the measles outbreak in that county. The action taken by County Executive Edwin Day extends the original declaration and will run through Saturday, May 25th. Nearly 50 new cases of measles have been reported in Rockland County in less than a month, confirming what Day's administration predicted that, and I quote, "this outbreak continues to rage despite the best efforts of our Department of Health," end quote. Under the new order, schools and daycare centers are required to exclude from classes students without proof of having had MMR vaccines or lab evidence of immunity against the measles, mumps, or rubella, or a valid medical or religious exemption on file. Schools and daycare centers are required to submit to the health department a notarized affidavit sworn under penalty of perjury identifying the students who have been excluded from the school or daycare center. Failure to comply can result in a $2,000 fine per violation per day. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Frank Esposito is reporting for the Rockland Westchester Journal News. State Attorney General Letitia James announced April 25th her office is looking into the allegation that Facebook collected 1.5 million of its users' email contact databases. Facebook claims the data was directly collected during its verification process for users. The total number of people whose information was improperly obtained may be hundreds of millions, according to a press release from the AG's office. Reports also indicate that users' contacts were accessed and then uploaded for use in targeted advertisement. James said, and I quote, "Facebook has repeatedly demonstrated a lack of respect for consumers' information while at the same time profiting from mining that data," end quote. The day before the AG announcement, Facebook set aside $3 billion in anticipation of a possible $5 billion in fines from a Federal Trade Commission investigation. The commission is looking into whether Facebook broke its own 2011 agreement to protect users' privacy. Read the full story at Lodge.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. Today we're doing a little bit of a special show, presenting a small retrospective of our past 11 shows, since next week we're going to be going into an hour, which we are very excited about. Thank you, WGXC. All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse's parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. I'm Kingston, and here today with Phoebes.
Yeah, hi. Glad to be here.
Yeah. So, wanted to ask you, because you were mastermind, really, behind this program to get it started, right?
Something like that.
Yeah. Why are we here?
We're here because of creative alignment, which is awesome. Combination of Kai, who manages the Hudson and Catskill Youth Clubhouses for the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. So that's who sponsors this program. And the clubhouse where it takes place is, basically an open community space for people aged 12 to 18, kind of primarily to hang out. And so Kai's managing the space. He's looking for different ways to get the kids engaged and do different programming. WGXC is a community programmed radio station that's local, who's looking to get more youth on the air doing radio. And I am excited to bring those things together and show up and facilitate it. And, looking to kind of weave in my own experience doing arts-based programming with kids and make that happen. So it all sort of lined up. And I think at the core of the intention behind this program that Kai and I had talked about is, can we use radio as a mechanism for the young people who are coming into this space where we're talking about addiction prevention and ways to handle that? Can we use radio as a place for the kids to both unpack and explore what are the underlying determinants of addiction, personal or social, and actually use radio as a platform to address some of those things? So that was just like the basic idea. And as you know, we've been building ourselves towards realizing that intention ever since. And it's been a total experiment, highly creative. because the other really important thing with this is that the kids really felt like they had full agency to be bringing the content, to bring their voices to this, to inspire what we're talking about. So experimental by nature.
Yeah. So like in the experimental by nature, right? We decided the easiest way kind of to get started was to come up with like these three containers, right? Mm-hmm. But we're hoping that as we expand, we'll be able to have kids. Like we were talking to somebody yesterday that maybe we could get in to do like a sports show.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like get each kid with their hook. And yeah, right, we kind of had to juggle this thing of giving enough structure at the beginning for the kids to drop into something and keep things open. And I think now that WGXC has generously offered to expand our time slot for a full hour, 6 to 7, mark your calendars, listeners. We're going to get double the fun from the Catskill Radio Lab, Catskill Clubhouse Radio Lab. But yeah, so, you know, I mean, I can turn the question back to you as you've been here programming it basically from, you know, when I was here before you got here, sort of feeling into the ecosystem of the clubhouse and what we needed. We didn't have equipment yet. Mm-hmm. And it was super exciting to have you drop in wanting to facilitate the creation of the content for this. So maybe you could talk a little bit about Censored and the Wordshop and Our Town, Our Truth and how those three different things kind of help us realize that goal of the content we're exploring.
So, I mean, I came in with really Wordshop kind of in my, because English major, always writing, creative writing. And so I wanted to kind of get the kids into looking at poetry in form, because it's something that either gets shoved down their throats in a really unpleasant way, or something that totally gets neglected as being important at all. So wanted to get into a lot of that, but, and so in that we had, I found a way, an entry point, Def Jam poetry, right? So Common, which we know is a rapper, which also ties back into Censored, mm-hmm. did a poem on Def Jam poetry, and we kind of unpacked that. And what that took us to was a comment from somebody that's only been able to show up once, but I'm hoping we'll come back because we really enjoyed having them on the show, Janaya, about, well, let's just play the clip, all right? And Janaya, I want to ask you, like, with everything you hear in William saying the poem, like, have you ever heard someone say that they feel safe with police presence? Do you? Like,
I've heard a few people say they don't feel safe around police because they could just be chilling, maybe just outside playing, running around. It could be like a little 13-year-old just running around, and our cops called for something that happened, and just because they're seeing them running around playing with friends, they might end up shooting them, and their friends are getting scared, and they don't know what to do. And then most of the time, they get away with it when they shouldn't get away with it.
So that was Janaya. And so a lot of what we're talking about in trying to get this is there's risks, right, to addiction. And one of those, in terms of like how much you feel that you have a sense of a power, sense of power and a sense of place, is one of those like core needs underlying whether or not addiction can show up. And so having this conversation about police brutality, about feeling safe on the street, about feeling able to just walk down the street and play with your friends contributes, right? It's like, how powerless do you feel? How safe do you feel just in mm-hmm. any place?
Yeah, exactly. You know, and people like to throw around like, oh, the social determinants of health and what that means. And it's, you know, then socioeconomic status gets thrown as the next layer. But it's like, what are we talking about? We're talking about oppression. We're talking about mm-hmm. the dynamics of racism. And in the community that we're working in, it was, like, I'm so grateful that we got to have that first entry point into this conversation, because it often happens. I find it often is the case that addiction conversations are kept very individualized. And I understand that it's a disease of the brain, right? So there's that focus of like, oh, this person has a disease, so that's why they're addicted, so we treat their disease. But there's no mm-hmm. contextual conversation about what that disease is made up in a deeper way.
Right.
And so when you're referencing these kind of underlying needs, from one of the things we broke down in the workshop when we work with the kids and look at content and prep things is, you know, kind of this idea of these different underlying needs that everybody has. Mm-hmm. And when folks are, anybody finds themselves addicted to anything, including chemical substances, that it's really these fundamental needs that they're trying to get met. And so, like you said, a sense of power and place is identified as one of those things.
Right.
If you don't feel that in your community because you're a black child and you don't feel safe from what you've seen
right.
happening around you in your community, that's going to make you more at risk for addiction. And so, you know, this lab, the Radio Lab project, is a space where we get to have those deeper layers of conversation. The kids bring them forward without us having to do a whole lot of prompting at all.
Yeah, yeah, really. This is a lot of times coming directly from them. Like, for example, Censored, which is where we bring music in, right? And we had Tempest.
Yeah, one of the early shows. This was during, yes, we did Black Matters was the theme for the first three shows that we did. It was during Black History Month, and again, we wanted to dive straight into looking at race as a critical intersection on these conversations. And so, yeah, Tempest jumped in, and the kids got to pick their own songs and break them down, and Tempest had chosen War Cry by Queen Naja, so this is some of her...
kind of commentary on it, yeah.
How the world is and how people and kids are dying every day, and mothers crying because their kids are dying. And it was about how she was saying the world needs to change because there's like literally people getting shot almost every day because of the violence that's going on in the world. And honestly, the world does need to change because it's too much violence.
So that was Tempest bringing in that song entirely on her own, bringing in the analysis on her own.
Right, and in Tempest is, I think, 13 maybe?
Not sure.
Janiyah, 12? Right? So these kids are bringing this in, 12, 13 years old, and you know, naming exactly what's up and what's real. And I think there's a way in which adults like to tiptoe around hard topics with young people as if like they're not on social media or reading all this stuff anyway.
Like, and they're aware.
Forming their own opinions about it. So this is, you know, naming the show Censored when we do the music was kind of a direct nod to the ways in which young voices do get censored all the time. And, you know, also the fact that we do actually have to censor our music on the radio. sorry for those slip-throughs, listeners. But, you know, there's like a way in which that... that we're trying to break through that to not have these kids be censored and and talking about these issues.
So. Yeah, that way. And also in that, right, so that they're not being censored, that's where Word Shop comes in. And then also where Our Town, Our Truth can come in, that they have space to really tackle these community issues and do community journalism interviews, right, and be able to tell their stories. And... We did a podcast with
Nakira Roach, yeah, who works with kind of a local social service agency that supports families who are in, you know, kind of different forms of crisis. Works with a lot of young people, and so she had come on the, and also grew up in Hudson, is local, so came to just talk about her community activism and what she sees going on in the world. And the interviews are a really cool place, actually, again, to like bridge this dialogue between young people and adults who are doing stuff in the community and let them see a pathway to activism to change these things.
Let's find you a place to live right this second. Like, let's work towards doing that. Right.
So we're going to go into just a little clip of Aisha and Nakira talking about CPS.
We do help to protect the children at all costs as well. Right. We have to.
Of course, that's important, right? Like, me, myself, I have four older sisters, and I'm only meeting one of them this year. Wow. Like, I just met my older sister, and she's 25, and I'm 15. So, like, that shows, like, the gap where I didn't know anything about them. So, like, because we were separated because of things that, before I was even born. So, I understand wanting to keep families together.
Yeah, I feel like, with CPS, they don't really consider, like, the damage it does by separating families. Like, I don't know, it's just hard to see, like, sometimes when they say, like, okay, yes, this is in the best interest of the child, yes, sometimes it is, but like when you take them away from their mother or their father that maybe they have only just seen or been with for the past year or two, like sometimes that makes them go through so much more trauma.
Right, so you know what?
So, yeah, that was Aisha, and this goes back into the core needs of underlying it, that can create cycles, even, talking about this in community, is separation of family, social connection, not knowing what your own life is made out of.
Yeah, definitely. The social connection come up as one of those underlying needs, and something the kids, I think, really understand deeply. And yeah, to connect that in with their families. And these pieces of, like, you know, the kids are kind of living in a risk environment all the time and sort of not knowing what's, you know, how conflict and issues are going to be handled. And that stress and anxiety, too, that kids are living with in terms of how these things outside of their world are happening are absolutely going to factor into their sense of social connection and peace of mind and sense of power and place that we're talking about. So it's really powerful for them to have a chance to be able to look at these systems and have these conversations with us on the radio, and to hear from somebody who's actually active, you know, to have a person who's been on the other side of it, to have a kid who's actually dealt with separation of family, then talk to somebody who's a caseworker in the community working with CPS. I mean, that changes things to have those opinions heard.
That's powerful.
Really powerful. And Ayesha's interview skills are, shout out to Ayesha. Interview. Yeah. It's really amazing.
So we're going to just take a brief song break here.
Sounds awesome.
Leave it time.
What you want and what you will, working for your dollar bill. Sad to see the old slave mill is grinding slow but grinding still. Walking home a youth gets killed, police free to shoot at will. Sad to see the old slave mill is grinding slow but grinding still. 9 to 5, you know the drill, weekends are a sharply thrill. Sad to see the old slave mill is grinding slow but grinding still. Cup run that over till it's filled, take until they've had their fill. Sad to see the old slave mill is grinding slow but grinding. Some of us think we're too big, God the system gives us jobs, even though it's just a low paying gig. Some of us will boast and brag, and those of us who think we're smart, just because we don't have much, it's really not the case at all. It's riches that the flesh can't touch. Some of us won't respect names, some of us won't respect laws, some of us don't respect life, even though we worship God. And some of us won't let go faith, no matter what the price may cost. Some of us won't practice hate, because we still believe in love. What you want and what you will, working for a dollar bill. Sad to see the old slave mill is grinding slow but grinding still. Walking home a child gets killed, neighbors free to shoot at will. Hurts to see the old slave mill is grinding slow but grinding still. 9 to 5, we know the drill, weekend's such a short-lived thrill.
You're listening to Slave Mill by Damian Marley. This is Clubhouse Radio, coming to you live on 90.7 WGXC. I'm here with Kingston, this is Phoebe, and we're doing a quick retrospective of the last 11 shows of Clubhouse Radio before we expand our show to a full hour starting next week. And we've been looking back at some of the amazing things that the Clubhouse members who've been programming the show have brought forward as we've been exploring kind of the underlying drivers of addiction and how we change the world around us to make them be better. So continuing on that thread, we're going to do one more clip from our shows. Mm-hmm. And this one is from The Word Shop, which is where we do creative writing and unpack poetry. Yeah?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. It is from The Word Shop.
It wasn't actually the first segment.
Okay. Like Word Shop, right?
The intro to what Word Shop will be. Okay.
Show,
that's a
right? Subtle
Disney. Yes, I stand corrected. Yeah. But yeah, so this was Emily Figueres breaking down a poem written by Aaron Hansen, which we think really reflects this underlying need of self-acceptance.
This poem means to you?
Never Trust a Mirror talks about how true beauty is found within and how the mirror will only show you, like, how beautiful you are on the outside. It can form a lot of insecurities, and it will never show you how beautiful you are on the inside, and that's why you can't trust a mirror.
Oh, it's good.
So, yeah, that was from Emily, who just right off the bat got us into what this is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Yep, exactly. And, you know, again, all these different mediums to get at a message so that it's accessible to as many as these of these kids as possible. And I think, you know, for anybody who's interested in doing the radio programming, there's something we want to keep emphasizing, is that whether it's music and lyrics that draws you in, or poetry and creative writing, you know, even drawing. We have some, you know, Silrea, who's in workshop and on the radio almost every week, is often drawing posters or doing other things for Radio Lab and connecting with the content that way. So, you know, it has this really beautiful broad way that these deeper issues and questions of self-acceptance and peace of mind and sense of power and place can be explored. Mm-hmm. So,
and like Darius is super into the music videos that we watch, and he's a big fan of like math and the clocks and the sound engineering equipment, and he's shown up. Shout out to Darius.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's really a lot of different ways to get involved.
And the other thing we've been doing is, you know, trying to build out the podcast. So having the opportunity outside of Censored and the Word Shop and Our Town, Our Truth, which is kind of our core live on-air show, folks can come in and do a podcast about really anything they want. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to see that be a place for actually the youth to come and build a sense of power, a sense of social connection, a sense of self-acceptance, you mm-hmm. know, by bringing their ideas forward and using the radio as a platform for empowerment.
There's a really cool idea to have somebody that's shown up, Roman, have Roman's rant.
Oh yeah, through, I really right? hope Roman's rant happens.
Yeah, right.
So you hear that, Roman? Yeah, we'll watch you.
Yeah, right. So we are starting to come to the end of our time.
Great.
Thank you for listening to us today.
Appreciate all of our listeners. Spread the good word. If you're enjoying our show, we appreciate you. Continue supporting WGXC. So yeah, catch us next week for our first 1 hour show Friday, still at 6 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. If you're ages 12 to 18, you are welcome to come to the Catskill Youth Clubhouse anytime, as a place to just chill out, connect with new people, get fed, watch music videos. But if you're really into radio, you can also come to the clubhouse and do that. And so Radio Lab will have expanded hours starting next week. Yep. So you can really drop in almost any time from 3 to 9 p.m. on Thursday or Friday for Radio Lab, and get involved in the show. There's a lot of ways to do that. You don't have to talk on the radio to be involved in Radio Lab.
Yeah, seriously, if you're into sound engineering equipment, like, there's a really cool soundboard here.
Yeah, check that's where out. The power lies. Power over the mics. It matters.
Yeah, it does.
So close out with our shout outs as we always do. A huge thank you to the team at Wave Farm and WGXC for making this radio program possible. Huge thanks to Kai for his vision for the clubhouse, and the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green for making this show happen. Big props to Kingston for being such an amazing partner in this endeavor. Grateful for it. Props to the clubhouse staff, Maggie, who's always helping us out and doing amazing things behind the scenes to make it happen. And last but far from least, the young people who come and make this show amazing. Shout out to Laurel, Emily, Janaya, Tempest, Darius, Aisha, William, Silrea for participating in our first 11 shows of Radio Lab.
We appreciate y'all. You've made this really awesome. All right.
So with that, hope to catch you next week. Have a lovely weekend, everybody.
Yep, and enjoy Jesse Royal, Modern Day Judas, as we close out.
Be profound, how screw all you want, but go loo and drown. Me slew you like a liar with a stone from a crown. Not even the dog that be set on the wall of Babylon shall escape in this time. So word to the wise, choose the right side, and don't you be hindered by your foolish pride. I said no weapon formed against I and I shall prosper, prosper. So tell me so for strife and maga dog disrespect and face disaster. Call them a bad biters, hypocritical, two-sideless. We call them modern day Judas, spreaders of rumors. Hold them a bad biters, hypocritical, two-sideless. We call them modern day Judas, spreaders of rumors. But I'm on deny concoctions.